I worked super hard trying to make sure that the job that I found, I know not everyone's going to have their dream job right off the bat, but that it fulfilled me. So that I'm a big believer in that.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Wilmington, North Carolina, an amazing, amazing city that has a budding tech scene, incredible beaches. I already got to walk in the water, feet in the sand. It's been awesome. And now I serendipitously met this company that works at Tech Mountain. Tech Mountain is a collaborative space powered by Castle Branch here in Wilmington. And so I wanted to bring onto the podcast Meg. Meg created a live stream of a talk that I did earlier today about the Women in Tech podcast. And I was so moved by how she put it together. The clip that you captured was actually so perfect. Like, it started at the most optimum spot. And I was like, let me go find this company that did this. And then she showed me that she has a whole virtual reality product that they just built. And she's just an innovator herself. And so I welcome to the show, Meg.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm so excited that you're here and visiting us in Wilmington.
Yes. So give us the formal introduction.
So I am 26 years old. I just moved to Wilmington about a year ago.
Your name?
I'm Meg Ehrenberg. Hello,
hello,
everybody.
Meg Ehrenberg.
I work for SIS Digital Agency, and we just started a new product called SkyNav, which is a marketing experience. It's a virtual reality tour that works for travel and leisure, universities, planned communities, and small scale shopping. There is no app needed. It's web based, and you don't have to have any sort of VR goggles or anything. And essentially, you know, we saw so much VR happening in the world. We wanted to jump on it right away and create this marketing tool for universities and cities to, you know, bring visitors to the city, bring new students from all over the world, and be able to see, you know, the university and the city without ever stepping foot on campus.
Explain to us,
from sky to ground.
Explain to us, what is virtual reality? And then walk us through your product, because obviously we're on a podcast and it's audio only. So walk us through, what can we experience? What did I get to experience when I saw it earlier today?
So today, essentially, you know, we just did this awesome tour for Wilmington, North Carolina for the city. So the Visitors Bureau. So when you go on to Wilmington's website, you can click immediately and jump into a virtual aerial shot over downtown Wilmington. And all these little beacons will pop up and you'll see birds and you'll see feet.
Right.
And that will tell you whether or not you could fly to another section of Wilmington, or you can dive down to the ground and experience where you are looking overhead and walk around that area.
Like where I ate my ice cream yesterday.
Exactly. So did you go downtown yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you go to Kilwin's?
Yes. So delicious.
Essentially, right when you start the Wilmington tour, you can hit the feet and you can go to Water Street. Mm-hmm. And kind of do a 360 as if you were standing there and spinning in a circle and see what Water Street has to offer.
Yeah.
And there's little info beacons throughout the tour for historic facts, anything about something super interesting that the city would want to share.
Right. And I mean, that river you have is amazing. You have a river and a beach and downtown and other areas.
Everything. So the best part about this is that anybody can see what this city has to offer, or a university has to offer, or a shopping center has to offer, without even having to go there first. So they can say, okay, I want to fly over to Wrightsville Beach. Let's see if they have a pier. Let's see what other shops around there. Let's see what accommodations they have. You want to book a hotel? You can do that through SkyNav. You want to see what shopping there is or what attractions are in that city? You can see that through SkyNav. So it's essentially helping people understand a city before they decide that's where I want to go on vacation.
So cool. And what's your role in the company?
So I do a little bit of everything. We're a small agency, so biz dev essentially and sales. And, you know, I project manage. So I kind of help any new clients that come on with us and they want to do a SkyNav tour. I, you know, help them come up with the contract. We figure out how many aerial shots they need, how many ground shots they need, how many info beacons they need, and what's important to them to show in their tour.
And when did you first become in love with technology?
So I would say, you know, I kind of grew up in that MySpace age and social media age. And, you know,
you heard in the story,
I heard that.
Okay. So What brought me to Wilmington was I made a MySpace friend forever ago. And we met in the first time here in Wilmington, but we've been friends for years and years.
It's crazy how technology can bring us all together. Yeah. You know, I was familiar with you before you stepped in our door.
And yeah, which tripped me out. Yeah.
It's exciting to meet people who, you know, you look up to and that inspire you and, you know,
and now you're on the podcast.
Sisters in Tech. It's yeah. All, you know, super crazy. But, you know, I grew up loving social media and I knew I wanted to do something in the tech field. I wasn't right. sure exactly what that was. So I went after it and, you know, I just started interning at different places and I was figuring out everything I could about different social applications and learning. And then yeah. I ended up getting a master's in social media, which is a thing now.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No.
Yes. It's a thing.
I did. What?
Yeah. So I have my master's is technically termed interactive media. So I have a master's in interactive media. Right. So it's social media and production from Quinnipiac University in Connecticut.
Wait, how social media is ever changing.
Absolutely.
So how are you able to get a master's that stays relevant even 1 month out of the program?
So that's the thing, you know, they definitely have great alumni resources for us to keep up with stuff like that. And, you know, you get the basics and, you know, a lot of the fundamentals of social and like the tools, you know, are, you get those basics and then you have to learn new things every single day.
Right.
Every single day I am learning something new. And that's what I love about tech is because it is ever changing. So I'm the type of person that doesn't like sit still and I don't right. want to be bored.
Yeah.
So every day I come to work and it's something new and it's a new challenge and it keeps me moving forward in the industry.
And you're in this incredibly collaborative space, Tech Mountain. Tell me more about Tech Mountain.
So Tech Mountain's so great. I mean, for example, your friend that you met on MySpace, we have a similar background in technology and I can just walk around the corner from my desk, go to his desk and say, hey, I can't figure this yeah. out. Have you ever seen something like this?
Totally.
And, you know, we have people everywhere in this space that come from an array of backgrounds and I can walk up to anybody and everyone's so helpful.
Yeah.
And they're willing to answer those questions and everyone can collaborate or you need someone to shoot something, on video or.
Totally.
You know, do you do that? And we all work together, which is awesome. It just kind of gives you that more corporate vibe in the sense of everyone's a small business
right.
that can work together to kind of make one if you need it.
Totally. And to have an idea of my friend Matt, shout out to Matt. He's
shout
amazing.
Out to Matt.
Mateus. Yes. So we met because he had an incredible skateboarding company.
Right.
And I had an e-commerce shop and he essentially taught me how to build commerce websites. I had no idea. He taught me about fulfillment and everything. Now he works with Cisco. I mean, he's incredibly knowledgeable. So to think that you have access to these essentially mentor figures
Absolutely.
Just by walking across a lobby or walking, it's quite remarkable and it helps you advance in your career.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing that I left out is people probably want to cyber stalk where they can check out your virtual reality product. Where do they go to see that more about that?
So
directly?
You can go to SkyNav, SkyNav360.com and we have a couple different sample tours up cool. under our portfolio.
And how does that work? Like, who are your customers and how do you serve them? Like, how does SkyNav work?
Essentially, yeah. our customer is the marketing department of, you know, a university or a city. So, you know, the city was our customer.
Right.
So, you know, we contact them and say, we think that our SkyNav tour can bring you visitors, or we think that our SkyNav tour can bring you new students from right. across the world. And, you know, you can show those kids you're trying to recruit for the football team what their university is like before they ever get here, because they don't want to come from India, wherever they're coming from.
It's so true. I remember when I went to multiple colleges to kind of get an idea of the culture and,
right.
and everybody's in such a different economic standing anyway. And some people get scholarships and that just to go to college to have to pay the plane tickets and the lodging just to check out various colleges, right. I'm sure that's a tremendous expense.
And I think the number one selling point on that is that the average time someone has spent on our SkyNav tour is 26 minutes. So you're spending 26 minutes learning about your
wow.
city or your university. You know,
wow.
it's a crazy marketing tool right now because video is so huge.
That's so
and
cool.
virtual reality is so huge.
That's so cool.
And they're getting to fully experience that, you know, just on their phone. They can do it on their phone, their laptop, their tablet. And they don't need an app. They just go to a website link and bam.
Totally.
And you can do it with yeah. with VR goggles if you want, like cardboard, Google Cardboard.
Yeah.
Pop it right
That's
in.
So cool. You and know. You guys will include in the show notes. And if you want to check Tech Mountain more, we'll include that in the show notes as well. What would you say is your favorite part about being in the tech space?
I would say definitely, I know we've kind of already touched on this, but just the collaboration. I love being able to walk in every day and work with a bunch of people from different backgrounds and learn, you know, from them. So I just love the ever-changing.
Yeah.
Like my days are never the same. And I love that I can, you know, feel successful because I spent the day learning something new and now I know this new technology. And yeah, I love it so much.
And you work in a very women in tech heavy organization.
Yes. Yeah, so most of our employees are women. So,
and you're founded by a guy.
Yeah.
Which is,
it's when we hired our first guy, every single day coming in and leaving, he would say ladies because he's just so used to it. And then we hired our first guy and he's like, what do I say now when I get to work? Honestly, I mean, and he still makes a mistake because we have an intern that's doing our drone photography. Right. And he's just like, I'm just used to it at this point. I mean, we're all ladies in there typically. Yeah. So.
And you brought up a really interesting thing when I walked past your team earlier. And I'd like to take this opportunity, since we do have, you know, a podcast that has a super wide reach, to, even though this isn't what the podcast specifically is about, it does relate to women in tech and being a female founder and just being a founder in general. Let's talk about how you're exploring getting healthcare for women. And you phrase it.
Okay.
And the reason why I want to bring this up, you guys, is if you have suggestions and feedback, something that we could do to support Meg in her research, tweet at Women in Tech Show. I'm sure Meg will also give you her contact information so that we could support her in this research, because I didn't have an answer. And I think we as a community can support her in discovering the answers to this. So go for it.
Yeah. So it would be great to know if, you know, someone's had the same experience, but because we are predominantly a women in tech based company, you know, we're made up of mostly women. You know, we're not really the proper candidate for most small agency health insurance companies.
Which is weird,
but it's because we are young women in our childbearing years and we cost a lot of money because we have to see so many doctors in our lifetime.
Yeah. You guys, I had no idea about this.
And
this
we didn't either. So yeah. We thought it was going to be pretty simple when we decided to make the switch as our agency paying for our health insurance.
Yeah.
And it would just didn't make sense to have a company policy because we were predominantly women.
Incredible.
And yeah. So, you know, we've just been trying to do research and find companies that, you know, figure out why that is and see if there's something out there for us to, you know, subscribe to that we don't have our own independent. We have our own independent policies right now. And of course, our company takes care of it and helps us with that. But it's just, it seems so weird that other agencies our size that have mostly men have no problem
getting
health insurance coverage. And it's not, theirs is half the price that we were quoted.
So how can we be a part of the solution? Like, how will it, well, one, you guys listening, if you know of resources to get healthcare for a company that's predominantly women, or, you know, please tweet at Women Tech Show, or Meg, where should they message you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at itsmegaberg. That's my username. It's Meg Aberg, and message me on there.
And does email work too?
Email works too. So my email is meg@sisdigital.agency.
So yeah, if you guys have heard of a resource to provide healthcare to predominantly a female heavy team, definitely reach out to Meg or tweet at Women in Tech Show. Any other questions that you have about this topic or anything that you need to fill us in so that we can be more supportive of you?
I just feel like, you know, just kind of what I went over, it just amazed us that it was so difficult. And, you know, it's so exciting that there are so many women in the technology field, and it kind of felt like a little sting, a little burn, yeah. You know?
So right now, currently, you guys all have your independent healthcare.
Yes.
So you're actively seeking out a healthcare solution for your company.
Absolutely.
So if you are a healthcare provider who wants to serve a female heavy company, they reach out to Meg.
Absolutely. Please,
because they are actively looking to sign up with you.
Yes. Like, yeah, we want to give you our money. Can we just have like a fair share?
Yeah.
For women?
No. So that's incredible. And I think this was a good forum to do something really positive and like get the word out there and, you know, knock on wood that I hope you guys, you know, take action and can support Meg in that journey.
And we appreciate it for sure.
Before we start to wrap up the conversation, I'd really like to touch base. You seem very passionate about your role. You love what you do.
Absolutely.
What kind of mindset have you had to get to where you are today? What do you think is necessary to create your dream life?
So I'll bring up today when, you know, when you spoke, I asked you a question on what do you do every day to kind of keep you on track?
And, right.
you know, that's something that's very important to me. So I, you know, when you said meditate, you know, I have in the past meditated and I put it on the back burner because I was like, I don't have time.
Right.
And so it's like,
Russell Simmons says, the people who don't have time, those are the people that need it the most.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, just in the last couple of months, it was, you know, making time for fitness or making time for meditation. And for me every morning now at 6 a.m. go to the gym,
right?
Get that in, and that
go kinda, you.
That kind of gets my day going,
yeah.
you know. And you know, I just feel like being able to really stay organized, but also make time for my dream life and make time for things that I want to do outside of my job,
yeah.
is what keeps me going and pushes me forward in
totally.
My career. Because if I'm not happy personally,
totally.
Then I'm going to be the worst person ever to work with.
Totally.
So definitely positivity and, you know, giving back. And, you know, I volunteer at the local hospital here in the NICU and cuddle babies, like just stuff Aww. Like that makes me so happy. And yeah. it fulfills me mentally so that I can put everything that I have into my job while still, you know, enjoying my life
totally
after work.
And what? How do you meditate? I know Tech Mountain has meditation sessions, which is really cool.
Yeah. So we have Health Impacts. They come in and they do meditation with us every week. And she's so awesome. And, you know, you can just take you see your walk in, you're like, okay, I'm going to take, you know, 15 minutes, just go do that. So, you know, I'll do that. Or I use the Headspace app.
Yeah, that's really, what I use.
I love it.
It's
I
so
love
contemporary.
His, like, Australian yeah. accent that yeah. he talks to me in, and he just makes me feel like so
Totally.
Great.
And they have a free version, and I have the pro account, but they have a free one if you just kind of want to check it out
yeah,
and explore.
It's great.
It's so great. Yeah.
I love it.
What do you think is something that was a huge challenge for you in your life that you overcame, and how did you overcome it?
Ooh, as far as like work or just life in
work.
General? In work, I would say, you know, after grad school, I knew I wanted to work in tech. I wasn't sure where I wanted to live. And so I had this huge internal struggle, and I just kind of moved here on a whim. And I, you know, just trying to figure out the right place for me to be. So I worked super hard. I actually worked in film when I first moved here
right.
in production, trying to make sure that the job that I found, I know not everyone's going to have their dream job right off the bat,
right?
But that it fulfilled me. So that I'm a big believer in that. So
right.
I think it was just, you know, overcoming the idea that I'm not going to have that dream job right off the bat. I need to work in my field before I lose that knowledge
right,
and the
right.
experience is ever changing, like
yeah.
you said, and not worry so much about that. And I think I, you know, my overcoming was myself. You know, I got in my own way.
Oh my God. Don't we all though?
So
it's so normal.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I really, you know, I wasted a lot of time because I was so focused on working for top brands and that sort of thing. When in reality, you know, working for the small company has given me more experience than some of my friends who work in corporate
right.
offices.
I have to ask, because I think a lot of people would want to know this too. Did anyone give you a hard time getting a master's in interactive media?
Yes. So I would say, like, people are like, why aren't you just getting your MBA? Like, if you're going to go that route,
yeah.
like, you know, just people know what that is.
Right, right.
And honestly, it set me apart, which was great, a lot in interviews because people hadn't heard of it. So I would get that first interview because maybe their only question was, what is this?
Yeah.
And that's fine, because it got my foot in the door
and
I got to sell myself.
Yeah, totally.
So I did, you know, I did get a lot of like backlash, especially from mutual friends in tech. And
right.
they were like, what is that going to do for you?
Right.
You know, and honestly, if anything, you know, I did learn a great deal of things, you know, resources and tools and,
right.
and stuff like that. It gave me the resources to know where to look for the fact that it is ever changing, to look for that information. And it gave me a bunch of mentors to reach out to. And it gave me a lot of professional connections
totally.
And helped me find places like this job and stuff like that. So
it helped you find this job.
Yeah.
That's
so,
really,
you know,
cool.
I had a LinkedIn connection that was like, have you heard of Tech Mountain? I looked up Tech Mountain and then I realized there was an agency that was in Tech Mountain.
Right.
And then I Instagram messaged somebody that used to work here.
Yeah.
And actually ended up taking her job because she was like retiring essentially.
It was perfect timing.
It was just, you know, all that stuff's crazy. And it was because of somebody that I met through my degree and we spoke on LinkedIn still.
You know, it's so interesting. Like what, when people were the naysayers, what went through your head that you had such confidence to be like, okay, and just continue about with your program?
I think because I, like, my old self had this such a big desire to work for a huge brand and work in social media. I was like, I want to be a social media manager. This is what I want to do. Yeah. I love live tweeting. I love that sort of thing. And so I didn't care. And I thought that, you know, I was really sold on the program, that that was going to help me get to that place get those internship opportunities and, you know, get interviews at those companies.
Right, right.
And I'm not saying that another program wouldn't have given me that opportunity, but I think I was just so laser focused on the fact that, like, this degree no one else had, and my undergrad was communications and everyone has a communications degree.
Right.
I wanted to get a master's degree to set me apart from all of my friends that were applying for the same jobs.
And it sounds like it was worth it.
It was. It was definitely. And it gave me 2 more years to grow up and really figure out what I wanted.
Honestly, I need like 15 more years.
You know,
to grow
and
up.
Honestly, I'm not saying I'm a grown up per se, but like, you know, right out of college, it's hard to know after your undergrad, like, is this really what I want to do? And it really, you know, it let me focus on myself for 2 more years.
I love
it. So I loved it.
Well, thank you for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Yes, it was so fun. Thank you for having me.
She created this so cool live stream earlier. Speaking, you really are passionate about social. She just like went about it herself. And I thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
You're awesome. You guys need to connect with her further. Check out the virtual reality product they created. And also, definitely be sure to reach out about the healthcare. If you know solutions, that's really important. I think that will help a lot of people. Post on the Women in Tech Facebook group, even womenintechvip.com takes you straight there to the Women in Tech Facebook group, and post there if you know healthcare solutions. Meg, are you already in the Facebook?
Yeah, I joined it today.
Yeah. So, find Meg in there too. There's like a million ways now that you could find her. Thank you for being on the show. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, tweet you guys, hear you guys, all the things in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.